Hello, this is my first recording here as a podcast, and I'm going to try to give you a few drawing tips that might help you with your self-portraits. The biggest thing to remember as you're working on these self-portraits, that especially if you're working with pencil or with pastels, is to create tones. The more tones you can create from dark to light, the more detailed your artwork looks. Remember, when you're doing portraits, it's not lines that make up the face, but skin tones. And so when you're drawing things like cheeks and noses, you're going to be going from highlights to mid-tones to dark areas. You'll need to observe the face. If you're working from a photograph, that's a great thing because you can turn that photograph to black and white, and that'll show you the dark tones. And then if you're working in color, you can compare the dark tones and a black and white drawing with the color tones. Some little advice I might want to give you is that you want to try not to touch the drawing surface with your fingers, because that leaves oily skin marks on the paper, which will act as areas that will kind of repel the pencil lead or the pastel as you're working. Some things you might want to keep in mind as you're working on certain parts of the body. For example, the white of the eyes are really never white, so you want to take a look for the shadows that are there. Teeth are often a difficult thing to draw because people try to draw them white, and if you really look at the teeth, there's a lot of tone quality and variation. If you get too much tone on a paper and it's too dark and you want to lighten it, you can use a kneaded eraser or a little soft eraser. You don't want to erase too hard because that will kind of ruin your paper surface. Some other things you might want to keep in mind, that if you want a white area to look really bright and dazzling, you may need to surround it by darker tones. If you need to put highlights in, you can also use that eraser again to remove some tone in a dark area to put the highlights in there. Sometimes if you focus in on just a particular area, for example, really spending some time around the eyes and around the lips, you can often kind of let other parts of the face, like the cheeks and the necks and the hairline, kind of fade off because you give the viewer some central area to look at. One of the things you do want to remember as you're working on these drawings and these pastel self-portraits is that you need to allow yourself some time, and you need to kind of make sure that you're not busy and wrapped into a conversation with your best friend over what's going to happen this weekend, but that you're concentrating on your drawing. I hope these are some helpful tips, and this is my first podcast for my website. Thank you.